Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it's February 14th, a day to consider love in its many forms. It's a high anxiety day for some, a day of loss for others, and hopefully a day to renew the affections that bind us. Today, we're going to chuck aside the Hallmark sentimentalities and explore the full spectrum of love and relationships, from the economics of monogamy to humans who fall in love with robots to author Elizabeth Gilbert on the impossible expectations Americans make of commitment. But we begin with romantic advice from a pro. Emily Yaffe writes the Dear Prudence column for Slate.com. Prudy, as she's known to her fans, has taken on all sorts of relationship queries about managing indelicate things like sex and in-laws and exes with grace, dignity, and I might add a little bit of sass. Emily, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Oh, lovely to be here, Virginia.
Okay, so
and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. To you as well. We're going to start with a 911 for Valentine's Day. People who might have thought, oh, I'd love to pull something great off, but did nothing to prepare. What's your advice for them on a day at this hour?
Okay, don't do what my husband did this morning.
Which is?
Very busy weekend. I sent him grocery shopping. I usually do all the grocery shopping. So clearly he thought, oh, genius move for Valentine's Day. And this morning he presented me with a grocery bag full of chocolate bars that he had picked up at Trader Joe's. So I want everyone else to feel better about their Valentine's Day.
That didn't melt your heart?
Well, you know, I might melt some of the chocolate maybe and make brownies. We're both chocolate lovers, so I got him handmade chocolate-covered caramels with love inscribed on it. I'm going to eat them all.
As you should. But this is a thing. I mean, a lot of people worry a lot when it comes to Valentine's Day, but just don't know how to pull it off. What do you suggest? Do they need more hand-holding? I mean, if you had said to your husband, you know, I'd really love the chocolate-covered caramels with love on top, would it feel too controlling?
I really think if you have an otherwise good to great relationship, just have a sense of humor about this holiday. I think we're mostly talking about guys who are now panicking. Always downtown, I'm in Washington, on this day, the chocolate stores, the florist shops got desperate people, and it just have a sense of humor. It's just not that important.
Valentine's Day is for lovers, but it can be very uncomfortable. How should one behave if you have one friend or family who's, you know, recently broken up, someone died? You know, I mean, it can be a very poignant and tough day for a lot of people. How do we handle it if we are those with the Valentine bouquet in our desk or whatever?
I think it's particularly if someone has had a loss, there's been a death of a loved one, or you know there's been a very painful breakup. It's always, you know, people think, well, I don't want to remind this person that their loved one died. They haven't forgotten, believe me. It's always considerate to say, hey, I'm thinking of you today. This must be kind of tough. And you know, almost always you get, thank you. You know, it is. I appreciate that.
Your column receives thousands of comments from readers, so you can get pretty immediate feedback about the advice that you're dishing out. What was the most controversial bit of relationship advice you ever gave?
Well, let's see. I'm not going to answer that, but I am been thinking of all the love questions I've had. I thought back to the most amazing love dilemma I ever had.
Okay, let's go most amazing.
Yeah. Guy wrote in. He had grown up in a small town, moved away, and had reconnected with a woman. They'd both been children together but had no romantic feelings, fallen madly in love. He wanted to ask her to marry him. One little glitch, he had accidentally killed her father when he was a boy, and no one knew it.
What?
Yes.
That's like a John Irving novel right there.
Well, I know. I can't believe that Hollywood didn't pick up this question. What happened was it was a rural town, and so they had cornfields, and he and friends would get in the cornfields at night and toss ears of corn at cars, and this guy tossed an ear of corn, hit the driver through an open window. He lost control, and the driver was killed, and that was this woman's father.
Oh, my goodness.
So his question was, can I go ahead and marry her without telling her I killed her father?
And you said?
There's some things now that you just, you know, there's some things that just mean you can't be together, and killing your beloved's father is probably one of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a question, Emily. How do you vet these? How do you know if these things are true, or do you just sort of go with them as they are?
Over the years, I really feel, and, you know, how are we going to check unless I go and get in touch with these people and say, prove to me that, you know,
you killed
your girlfriend
this
was snooping,
father.
Or, yeah. You know, I think you just get a sense, and really, I would say 90%+ of the letters are real, and I did run a letter that I don't run letters I feel, oh, this is absolutely not true. I have run some that I've thought, I'm not sure. I ran one a couple of years ago. This young woman was in a relationship with a couple, and it was going so well, they invited her to move in with them. But her complaint was that their teenage children were really mean to her. And so I'm like, oh, come on. Is this really real? I ran the letter, and I said, whatever consenting adults do, I don't care, but you can't get, you know, mess up the kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Still thinking, maybe this is made up. I heard from practically everyone in the polyamory community,
uh-huh.
which I hadn't known that much about. And so here was this letter. I was kind of 50-50, and at the end of hearing from people who are in these threesome or more relationships, I realized, you know, the human capacity to get into amazing situations is unlimited.
Which means, I guess, the material that you receive is unlimited. But what's the trick to getting your letter picked, Emily? Do you read all of them? Do you have people work with you on that?
I read them all.
You do?
Which is not, it's a fun task. It's not an onerous task. It's, you know, it's amazing. There are a lot of letters that I get, a lot of real tragedy and sadness in my inbox that, I mean, I run some very difficult letters mm-hmm. about molestation, you know, it's very painful things, death. But I think the column overall, you know, it's an entertaining column. So, you know, I hear from a lot of people really in extremis that I can't answer, but there's no formula. I mean, the formula is to be anti-formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me something I haven't heard before, or give me a twist on something. I mean, you know, I'm reluctant to run a lot of terrible in-law letters,
mm-hmm.
but a few months ago I had a letter from a young woman whose mother-in-law was poisoning her. So that's a new twist on the bad mother-in-law.
Boy, I think you've got movie scripts coming, you know, in your inbox every day. This is Valentine's Day, however, and, you know, I'm wondering how you would sum up the relationship lessons that you've learned as Dear Prudence. We heard from you first, have a sense of humor. Anything else you want to add to that?
Thinking, what lessons have I drawn from all these letters I've gotten over the years? One big one is, don't punish your current partner for the misdeeds of your last one. If you were cheated on, don't assume your new partner is doing that and snoop and don't trust. And, you know, I get a lot of, well, I was hurt this way or that, so I'm going to behave badly toward my new partner. You're just going to ruin the relationship. Another one is, there's no nice person inside the abuser. The abuser might give you a beautiful bouquet of flowers for Valentine's Day. He's still an abuser, so stop trying to find the good in someone who's hurting you.
Emily Yaffe, wise words from Dear Prudence today on Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Virginia, lovely to talk to you.
Emily Yaffe, regular contributor to Slate.com. She writes the Human Guinea Pig and the Dear Prudence columns. Now coming up, Dollars and Sex. This is a recently published book that applies economic theory to calculating love and libido. That's when Word of Mouth returns after the break.
Happy Valentine's Day. I think y'all heard me. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. Can y'all dig that?